The Mecklenburg County government has subsidized MechLink in two ways. It got the agency off the ground with a nearly $8.5 million loan, which has yet to be repaid, and county employees have continued to perform services for it, handling payroll, for instance, to the tune of another $1 million per year. But MechLink doesn't count those costs when it reports to the state. And that's all legal, Assistant County Manager Dina DiOrio told commissioners Tuesday night.
It is our choice to record it in the way that we think is most appropriate for Mecklenburg County, and that treatment is totally acceptable. So they can't force us to record it as a loan.
But Republican commissioners expressed discomfort at leaving millions of dollars off the balance sheet. Here's a conversation between Matthew Ridenour and Karen Bentley.
It may be generally accepted and, right, and legal and whatnot, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's, I don't know, right or honest.
Kind of like it smells bad.
Yeah, but and so I, exactly. And so I kind of wish we had a little more time to talk about this and figure out, because it's $8.4 million. I mean, this is a lot of dollars to be talking about. I'd kind
of
like
to... 3/4 of a penny on the tax rate.
The problem is, if MechLink started including those costs in its budget, for instance, a loan it had to give the agency to start, it would show the agency has more debt than assets. And that would give the state cause to pull MechLink's contract for managing hundreds of millions in Medicaid funds, effectively dissolving the agency.
We would immediately be in violation of the contract, and they could just literally jerk the rug out from under us.
Commissioner Dumont Clark, a Democrat.
I mean, that, I think to call it dishonest is just, you know, using inflammatory language.
State lawmakers have been trying for more than a year to wrest control of MechLink from the county for reasons that include MechLink being the only such agency run by a single county to specific concerns about its ability to handle the job. And they've succeeded. The county has to give up MechLink next year, probably to Cardinal Innovations, its equivalent to the North. But these accounting tricks give commissioners a bit more time to figure out that transition than they otherwise might have, and if they can recoup their investment, although Chairwoman Pat Cotham was skeptical about that.
I mean, we're probably never going to see that money again. You know, this is wishful thinking. We're never going to see that money again.
Ultimately, the commission voted unanimously to keep those funds off the sheet. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.